You know, once upon a time, they used to do things where they'd have song lyrics and the bouncing ball over the words to it, you know, and you'd try to follow along.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I want to see that to this.
It's like a drinking game out of that.
Change format.
Let the record reflect, I've played everything from the Spice Girls and Hanson to Bawa da Ba to Banga Banga Dinga Dinga Dinga
Dinga Hanson.
All in one morning there. A well-balanced diet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, with Hanson, next thing you'll have is Milli Vanilli and Memorex, right?
Oh, hey now.
Anyway.
Don't go dogging on my Milli Vanilli now.
Good morning, John. It's amazing you have it ready.
This isn't live either.
There's a lot of people out there going, what's he talking about?
Yeah, I was going to say. This was Guns in the 701. Why are they talking about Milli Vanilli? One of them isn't even alive anymore.
That's right, yeah.
I can't remember which one it is. I always have to look at Rob and Fab, but I don't remember which one's still alive and which one isn't.
The 90s.
You would know. Look at you, you closet Milli Vanilli fan.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knew, right?
Hey, a bazillion people bought the darn album, and everybody wanted the refund. Oh, it's not really them. Oh, like you knew either way. My God. I remember my boss at the time was somebody who absolutely hated Milli Vanilli, but said, hey, wait a minute, you bought the album. Did you buy it because of those two guys on the cover? Or did you buy it because you liked the music?
You liked the music.
There you go. You anyway, just wanted that record company money, that's all. Are you going to do the Kid Rock story? Am I going to play Milli Vanilli all morning here?
I know, I was waiting for that.
Well,
I think he was waiting.
Take it away, Mike.
Yeah, come on, you guys. Get back on track here. Quit goofing around.
I don't have the Kid Rock story. I mean, Kid Rock is Kid Rock. Anyway, he had an interview with a Rolling Stones guy, of course, doing a nice little interview. And in the midst of the interview, they asked him something about guns. And, of course, he pulled out a gun. And the reporter was taken aback and felt endangered. But
oh, for crying out loud. Now, I got a question for you. If you're interviewing, say, Dr. Dre or Snoop Dogg, and they take out a gun, is it the same outrage?
I don't know. I was waiting for you to play Dr. Dre. Yo, you are, aren't you? Anyway.
It's nothing but a G thing, baby.
Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope, ready to make an entrance.
Oh.
We're changing formats today, I tell you.
Format? Formats are for kids.
Format.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it goes a simple thing. It's like, of course, that's what they're going to report on. You know, I've interviewed a few people that have carried, you know, Ted Nugent had a gun comparison in studio years ago and all that. No big deal. I mean, I ain't fearing that. I mean,
well,
the guys are carrying. I mean, after all, they are, you know, sought after.
You know,
Kid Rock is going to be Kid Rock. He really don't give a crap what anybody thinks generally.
Well, no kidding, right?
You know, and he's a big guy. He's a big proponent of firearms and shooting and owns several. I mean, he even, if I remember right, owns a Barrett A82, which is a cool gun.
Should any of
this
surprise anybody?
Yeah.
If it does, then you haven't been paying attention.
And if you read this article and then the Rolling Stones one, I actually went to it and read it. You know, Rolling Stones is left anyway, and it's written that
way.
Yeah,
that's why I quit reading it years ago.
But you got to love it because it's almost like Trump. No, there is no bad press. This thing went viral. Everyone's kind of talking about it. And it didn't do Kid Rock any damage because no one's surprised. His fans still like him. And he just got a whole bunch of free press. Didn't cost him a dime. Yeah. So that's why I look at it.
Not a dime.
There you go. By the way, the song I should have grabbed is Nelly, because the album version of this, it's not Boom Boom, right? It's Street Sweeper Cocked, ready to let it go.
Gotcha.
discovered that playing it accidentally one time on Y93. You're like, oops, I probably shouldn't be playing this version of it, huh? Okay. Sorry, everybody. In case you're listening, wondering, did I get the right show on? It is Guns in the 701, so you can debate on whether you get the right show on or not. But a couple more we got to hit on here. I've been sucked today, but that's kind of the way my morning's gone, I guess. ATS private gun sales rule defeated in Texas court. Okay, what were they trying to do, and what did Texas court say?
Well, what they were trying to do is they were saying that if you even advertised that you had a gun for sale, gun or ammo or anything in the in between, that you needed an FFL license. And the judge says no. As a matter of fact, the ATF claimed that Americans shouldn't fear being prosecuted criminally or civilly by the federal government. The judge rejected the ATF's trust me or trust us statement and said that they should fear. And, of course, especially when their laws are pretty much unconstitutional. So there you go. So a lot of gun organizations came through. Texas came through as well on this one and stopped this, well, temporarily. But, of course, if it goes any further than this, it's going to run into a lot of different precedents that are going to basically shut down the ATF again. But, you know, that's the thing about the ATF is they're just a wing of the whole anti-gun thing now anyway. So they're just being used left and right, and that's the way it's always been, really. Just trying to find one more way to criminalize legal gun owners instead of going after the ones that do things illegally. But, hey, what do I know?
Well, you know, we jumped on this here a while ago on the ATF and their final ruling. I mean, the ATF director doesn't even know the difference between Glocks and how to take them apart. I mean, that's says enough in its own right. The Virginia Citizen Defense League was one of the plaintiffs in this, along with Gun Owners of America, and one other one in there too, Tennessee Firearms Association. So those guys are all going to be protected under this injunction. But I like what the guy said from Virginia Citizens Defense League. Because if the ATF would simply protect the rights of American gun owners instead of attacking those rights, we wouldn't have to go to court. The government is our servant, not our master, and sometimes we're forced to remind them of that. I thought you couldn't sum it up better than that little paragraph, and that guy is absolutely right.
I just felt the entire political left catch on fire there.
Yes, exactly. Yep. I mean... And what this ruling does is it takes away the innocent before proven guilty. They're basically saying you're guilty before you prove yourself innocent. I mean, they're saying you got to prove to us that you're not in the business of selling firearms. And by their definitions in that final ruling, you could sell one gun, five guns, 10 guns. It wouldn't matter. You know, they call it the gun show loophole, which has never existed. It is attacking private sales between you and me or me and Mike or anybody we want to sell our private property to. Now they want you to get an FFL and do a background check, and that's what this is about. It's all about control and a bureaucratic agency that answers to nobody.
Well,
Texas attorneys kind of all do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. That agency
said it pretty good. He says this is an opportunity to celebrate a victory over Biden's administration's anti-gun agenda. He believes that the president is trying to nullify the Second Amendment through logistics.
Guys of the 701, you guys have some stuff coming up. What's going on, man?
Yeah, hey, we got it. Well, first of all, next Tuesday, that's right, next Tuesday, the 28th, Guns in the 701 is going to have Dr. Rick Becker, U.S. candidate for the House of Representatives for North Dakota. He's going to be joining us at 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock Central Time, of course. And we're going to talk about Second Amendment, anything else that comes up. And he's created a little stir here too with a deal he did with old Dylan McVeigh. So that might come up.
Yeah, that's I heard a little bit about that. Every once in a while, somebody will text me that. I'm like, get him to talk about this. I'm like, talk about your cans of worms, but okay.
And then, of course, we're going to have our live stream Wednesday night. That's our new announcement there is starting in June, we're going to go to 7 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Central for summer hours, and go with that until next fall or this coming fall. And then 701 Nation is going to have Alex Balez on, and that's Thursday, May 30th. So that's going to be on again at 7 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Central. You don't want to miss that. And a big announcement is June 1st,
We're going to be down at Mandan Sporting Goods broadcasting with live segments. Todd, we want you to come if you can make it over there, because they got a new address. They moved to a new building, 206 4th Avenue Northwest, and we're going to be there, guns in the 7-1. Stop by. We got some great surprises for everybody.
Think it's safe? I might shoot my mouth off over there. So
Just saying.
Guns in the 7-0-1. Hey, thanks a lot for the fun this morning.
Thanks a lot, Todd. We'll see you guys later. Have a great Memorial Day, and remember those who died for us.
There we go. Amen, brothers.
Happy birthday to everyone.